This is a prophecy that the Buddha gave about the Holy One. Siddhartha Gautama, who lived around 563 to 483 BC, he left his princely position at the age of about 30, basically to seek enlightenment and to teach the futility of materialism. He is respected as the Buddha, the Enlightened One. In Thailand, in the Chiang Mai province, is the Wat Phra Singh Monastery, where the Buddhist religious encyclopedia is kept. Permission was granted to copy these Buddhist scriptures regarding the prophecy of the Holy One from the Wat Phra Singh in the Chiang Mai province. The person who gave permission was the Phra Srivisuti Wong in Bangkok. It is guaranteed that this copy is accurate according to the original and that there is no error in transmission, which is the book of the district headman, the Religious Encyclopedia, Volume 23, Book 29. This inquiry was made on October 13, 1954, Anno Domino, or the Buddhist Era, 2497. In Volume 23, Book 29, we read this transcript. It is a conversation that took place between the Buddha and an old Brahmin priest. It says, when the Buddha was traveling and living in this world, there was an old Brahmin priest who wore white robes and asked the Buddha, how will all men and all Brahmins continue in their merit-making so as to escape the result of sin? The Buddha answered, even though all of you give alms according to the five precepts, the eight precepts, the 10 precepts, or the 227 precepts for 9 trillion years, and you raise your hands and offer yourselves as a burnt offering, or you pray 5 times a day, you will not escape the results of your sin. You shall not enter heaven's door. The result of sin and karma are very great. They are heavier than the sky and thicker than the earth. The old priest asked further, so what should we all do? The Buddha answered, look for another holy one who will come and help the world and all of you in the future. The old priest asked, what will be the characteristics of the Holy One? The Buddha answered him, the Holy One who will keep the world in the future will be like this. 1. In the palm of his hands and in the flat of his feet will be the design of a disc. 2. In his side will be a stab wound. 3. His forehead will have many scars. This Holy One will be the golden boat who will carry you over the cycle of rebirths all the way to the highest heaven, to Nirvana. Do not look for salvation in the old way. There is no salvation in it for sure. Quit the old way. There will be a new spirit like the light of a lightning bug, which will come down from the sky above to live in all of your hearts. You will be victorious over all your enemies. Nobody will be able to destroy you. And if you die, you will not come back to be born in this world again. You will go to the highest heaven. This is the end of the Religious Encyclopedia reading. So the Buddha says clearly that the Holy One who comes will do away with reincarnation. Because if you look for salvation in this Holy One with these characteristics, then when you die, you will not come back to be born in this world again. You will go to the highest heaven. From this we see clearly that the Holy One has done away with the samsara, the endless wheel of suffering and rebirths. Let's take a closer look at this prophecy that the Buddha gave. The Buddha, who lived 5 centuries before Christ, explained how to recognize this Holy One when he comes by 3 specific kinds of wounds. These wounds were inflicted on Jesus when he was executed. The Buddha prophecy says, in the palm of his hands and in the flat of his feet will be the design of a disc. Now Jesus was nailed to the cross with Roman nails which had large heads, so the person could not get free. These left a disc shape in his hands and feet. And when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. It says in Matthew 27:26. They pierced my hands and my feet, it says in Psalm 22, verse 16. The second prophecy of the Buddha said, in his side will be a stab wound. John, one of the disciples of Jesus, records the following. One of the soldiers with the spear pierced his side, And at once there came out blood and water, it says in John 19:34. The third prophecy of the Buddha, how to recognize this Holy One, says, his forehead will have many scars. Mark records, and they twisted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they struck him on the head with a staff. That is in Mark 15, 17, and 19. The Buddha tells us further, quit the old way. Jesus said unto them, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to God except by me. He also said, I am the door. If any man enters by me, he shall be saved. That is in John 14, 6 and 10, 9. The Buddha says, a new spirit like the light of a lightning bug will live in your heart. Jesus spoke to them. He said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but has the light of life. John 8, 12. Then the Buddha said, you will be victorious over all your enemies, and nobody will be able to destroy you. Jesus said, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. It says in Luke 10, 19. Next, the Buddha says, you will go to the highest heaven. Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also. In John 10, 28. You see, Jesus was not a Christian. He did not give his life for a particular group of people, but for all. Hence, we find prophecies about him in the major religions of his day, in Judaism, in Hinduism, and here the Buddha directs us clearly to Jesus to go to heaven. A prayer. Dear God, if you exist and the above has any reality to it, then please let Jesus manifest himself to me. If Jesus really gave his life for my life so that I can be forgiven for my sins of selfishness and my unloving behavior, then help me to accept that gift and turn around and forgive others who I feel have wronged me. Cleanse me from the negative influences and the powers, and thank you for the peace that you give. Please give me your gift of eternal life and fill me with your love and happiness and strength. This I ask in Jesus' name. And please help me to study what your disciples wrote about you in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, as it says that I will know the truth, and the truth shall set me free. At the site johanpeters.in, you find leaflets like this on 65 plus subjects, from creation to carbon dating to giants to Noah's Ark to Kingdom Come, plus a good study Bible and the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You can also choose from 9 books, which are all free. Other sites sell my books, but on this site, all downloads are free, so you can pass them on. No cookies. No info requests.